Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most stupid thing you've ever heard, or the most revolutionary, oh my God, aha moment of your whole life. If you, particularly with Christmas coming up and all the shit that's coming into your house, okay, all the goddamn unnecessary gifts, and you're just fucking pumping the system. If you want your kids to get rid of shit in their rooms, and I mean stuffed animals, old clothes, toys, electronics, whatever it is. You just want the shit out of there. Their skincare. These kids have these skincare fridges, these routines. At whatever age, it could be a seven-year-old getting rid of stuffed animals. Here's how you do it. Mom, can I get, how many times a day do you hear, Mom, can I get? How many times a week can I get? Can I order? Mom, can I send you a link? Mom, can you approve to buy? Blah, 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 right? How many times? Every time your kid wants to buy something, doesn't matter if it's a lip gloss or a toy car, whatever the hell it is, right? Okay, if you agree with the purchase, okay, and I'll go up to five. If it's a big item that they really want and they're really obsessed with it, fine. Go in your room and find five things that you're getting rid of. It could be a pair of underwear. It could be a book. Whatever it is, go find, you know, unless you know that the closet's swollen to beyond. And I'll be like, go get. And she'll be like, I can't. I'm like, you can. Go through every category. Go through the costumes. Go through whatever. Yesterday, it was a bathing suit. Can I get a bathing suit? My bathing suits are all crunchy, whatever. Okay, well, bring the bathing suits out that are old because they leave shit in their room. So it's just going in one direction. That's why you have clogged drawers like arteries. So I say, fine. Bring out the ones that you say you don't, that are wrecked, and something else. So yesterday was a bathing suit. I'll get you one bathing suit. I want three things to come out of that room. And they actually have to, if you have this as a regular practice, in the beginning, it'll be easy. It could be a squishable, a stuffy, a fidget, whatever. In the beginning, it's easy. Once they start doing it, it becomes more difficult. Fine, keep going. Come out of there with three things. And they do it. And it's great because you're going in the right direction. And they learn that. They learn that what they have in their closets and their toys is good. They want to have only good. It's how I roll. Like, I want good in my closet. I don't want a bunch of clutter. I don't want crusty bathing suits in there. I want only good. So if you get into the habit, and by the way, you do it too. You're buying something, fine. One thing comes in, two things go out. I did a shopping spree. Everything was like 90, up to 90% at this crazy Saks sale in Cincinnati, Ohio, like Valentino, like really high-end stuff. And I was with my assistant and we were having panic attacks and dehydrated because we were buying so much shit. And we were like, we're getting home and a purge is happening. And I said, I want to level up with some of my clothes. And I got home and I got rid. Some of it had tags. Some I was bummed out about. Some I gave away, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, go do it with your towels. Do it with your sheets. Do it with anything you have coming in. Get rid. It's a great practice. It will change your life. Paul told me it's liberating. He's like, it's so satisfying. So just do it. Just a random thought. I'd like to reiterate that I, in 2019, tweeted that Pete Davidson shoots diamonds out of his penis. I repeated it again in 2021. And here I am in 2022. That is not aging like milk. That is aging like fine wine, that tweet. I mean, 2019, I said Pete Davidson shoots diamonds out of his dick. What is he shooting out of there now? They must be pink or purple diamonds. Blue rare diamonds. Okay, because that's very serious. The whole phone thing is a scam. I just want to mention that. The chargers that don't work with other chargers. The big charger now fits in the iPad, but doesn't fit in the AirPods, but doesn't fit in the thing. It's a different charger for that. Brynn is a different charger than I have a charger, and her iPad charger is different than my phone charger. Then the phone changes, then the phone case charges. Then the phone case changes. Then the phone case doesn't work anymore and the phone case doesn't charge anymore. Then your phone says, fuck you, and you didn't do an update. Then your phone says, fuck you, and you didn't buy the new phone. It's just such a fucking scam. And I know some of you hate when I curse. I can't say it any other way. It's a scam. The phone mafia, try to change your phone. What about when your phone starts crapping out and you have to change it down? You start sweating and panicking. You know you're going to be without your phone for a day. You're in limbo. You're in no man's land. You are in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle with the Loch Ness Monster. You don't know whether to go back and be with your old shit phone that doesn't even work because you're just scared to go into the big wide ocean of a new phone which has new shit on it that you don't understand because you were in the mafia and they put your head underwater, drowning you, waterboarding you, making you get this new phone you didn't even want. That has new chargers you don't understand, that doesn't work with any of your old cases that you bought and got so excited because they're blinged out and they have like fish tanks in them. What a bag of bullshit. This Ponzi scheme is that we are all part of. I look at people with a Samsung phone. They take the best pictures. Let me make an announcement. Samsung takes the best pictures. Sometimes you're on a vacation and I don't know, you see someone else's phone or you someone that works with me. I don't know why I've seen Samsung phones. Why? Oh, I know why. Someone asks you to take a picture of them on vacation and you see what a Samsung phone can do and it can open up and flip sideways and look like an iPod but like origami itself into a tiny little Chinese fortune cookie, like one of those little like paper games you play. And I'm like, I want, but you're not allowed. You're in the Apple Mafia. You can never go back. Once you were in here, no, we have you. You killed a couple of people. Now we fucking got you. You can never go back. I looked at a girl who works with me. She has a Microsoft computer. Like a, what do you call it? Like not an Android computer. Whatever. Is that an Android? Whatever it's called. The opposite of like Apple Mafia cult. The Apple Mafia cult. I look over and I'm like, and I said it to Paul. I said, but I've always liked the Samsung. For years I've been saying this. I want the BlackBerry back. I wrote 5 books on a BlackBerry. So I'm like, Paul, I'd love this. He said, don't even talk about it. I'm like, what? He's like, you can't. I'm like, why? And I'm not even on his network. He's like, you can't. Then you're green. Now you're green. Now you're Shrek. You're a loser. I bully one of my pastel. I'm like, why don't you get a real phone? Because she comes through on green. It makes me feel unsafe when there's one green in the middle of a group text. It makes me think none of the texts went through. I have 4 people on my staff that go on these texts and I text them all. And because of that one green monster, now I don't know if anybody's getting a text. So I always don't trust and I always text her separately. But I'm like a green bully. And I'm telling her something I don't even believe. I'm like, why don't you come over on our phone stuff? Get a phone like this. Bullying her when I don't even believe in it. I just want her to kill somebody too and be in this mafia and be miserable like me. Because I say to Paul, I love the Samsung phone. I want to take pictures on that Samsung. And he's like, don't even fucking think about it. Don't even think about it. You can't go back. I'm in Handmaid's Tale. I'm in Gilead. And they're like, I'm like, I just want to go. No, you cannot go to even Canada. You're here. You're never leaving. And you can get 1,000 chargers and spend $10,000 a year switching this program up. But you can fucking never go back. And you can never get a Samsung, even though it takes better pictures. And you're an accidental beauty influencer.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.